The Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles has been the scene for many outdoor concerts and a setting for many scenes in movies. An outdoor venue like that may be a romantic setting for music, but it is troublesome for acoustics. The Hollywood Bowl shell was built and torn down 4 times in its early years as designers tried to get the shape and sound just right. Now, Los Angeles native Jean Parrish reports the Hollywood Bowl is getting a new shell.
It was the mid-1930s, and I was just a kid when I first went with my folks to the Hollywood Bowl. The shell had been built in 1929, the fourth one on the site, and featured the 9 concentric arches that became the indelible image of the bowl. Although I knew little about classical music at the time, there was no escaping the magic of that outdoor summertime experience. The audiences waited expectantly, women wore long dresses and hats, and many men wore ties and business suits. The Hollywood Bowl was already famous by the time I started attending. A landmark concert had been held in August of 1928. RCA sent out a crew from New York and produced the first outdoor recording ever made of a symphony orchestra, including the stirring Fire Dance by Manuel de Falla. The original designers chose a canyon in Hollywood as the home for the bowl, and the venue is a natural amphitheater, says Hollywood Bowl Orchestra conductor John Malcheri.
I think it's important for people to understand that the Hollywood Bowl is really where the audience sits. I mean, that's the place where Mother Nature has cupped her hands together, and it's where people sit, and it has a natural acoustic.
But the shell has always been a problem. Former general manager of the bowl, Ernest Fleischman, made his first visit there in 1957 to hear a Tchaikovsky concert.
There were no fireworks, either of the pyrotechnical kind in the air, nor actually of the musical kind on stage. In fact, it was a very boring concert, and the sound was the tinniest sound I could possibly imagine.
The poor sound was due to an inadequate amplification system, but despite that, former Los Angeles Philharmonic music director Zubin Mehta says he was thrilled to conduct his first concert at the Bowl in 1962.
Well, for me, it was a double pleasure. Not only that I was appearing at the world-famous Hollywood Bowl that I had already seen in films and cartoons in Bombay growing up, but I was conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic. It was going to be my new home. So to come to my future orchestra in these hallowed surroundings, that was, of course, the great honor and pleasure.
Many people knew about the bowl from TV programs and film, but attendance had fallen dramatically, says Ernest Fleischman, who had taken over as manager.
Audiences, this was in 69, audience had diminished to almost nothing.
One of Fleischman's first targets was the bowl's acoustics. Tubes to help the sound travel a little further were installed. There were program innovations to entice audiences to return. Fleischman took advantage of the outdoor setting to create fireworks displays synchronized to the music of Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture. The audiences loved it, and a yearly tradition was born. Ernest Fleischman's efforts began to pay off, and audiences once more filled the seats. But it was still a difficult place for musicians. The Los Angeles Philharmonic's music director, Esa-Pekka Salonen, was shocked the first time he saw this huge 18,000-seat amphitheater spread over the hillsides.
This was almost 20 years ago. It's not so bad during the daytime, when you can see the shape and size of it, and somehow you understand what it is. But for a performer who is not used to this, it's quite a shock first time round, and I'm not alone in this. I've talked to lots of people who came to the ball for the first time, and they all had the same reaction. Oh God, am I supposed to sing in here?
Orchestra members also had trouble hearing each other, and the old shell was too small to hold a full-size symphony orchestra. These concerns led to a vote in 1996 by Los Angeles County residents to upgrade the facility. The project includes building the new shell and backstage areas while preserving the familiar 1920s modern curve of the old shell. Legal action by historical preservationists delayed the start of construction until October of last year. The old shell was removed in October. By spring, the new shell's steel framework was topped out. Design architect Craig Hodgetts says the new shell will retain the well-known basic iconic shape, but with major spatial and acoustical improvements.
We solve the acoustical component by the creation of we call an acoustical halo, which hangs at the appropriate height above the orchestra and will in fact provide the correct kind of echo time so that various members of the orchestra can hear one another.
But will it work? Fred Vogler, the Bowl's sound designer, says the acoustics are still a challenge.
Well, I think that the new shell will have a lot of learning curve associated to it as well. Unfortunately, you know, there's not been any real sound tests done or any modeling, sound modeling, and there's nothing like it in existence to go and listen to or to evaluate. So we won't really know until we get most of the structure in place.
Before they tore down the old shell, I attended a concert by the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Bowl. The magic I remember from my childhood was still there. A soft September breeze hinted at fall weather to come. Clear skies above made a perfect setting for the stars and the brilliant full moon. Lighting from the old shell lent a warm glow to the hundreds of expectant faces in the audience, and Beethoven held sway over all of us for the next hour. The new shell will be unveiled on June 25th at the opening concert of the 83rd season of the Hollywood Bowl. For NPR News, this is Gene Parrish in Hollywood.